The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. Welcome to Ask the Teacher with your guests, Josh, who's the teacher. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
And Juana, who's a former ILAC student, right?
Hey, guys.
And where are you from?
I'm Colombian.
You're Colombian, okay.
Yes.
And you studied at ILAC.
I did.
Today's question is from Andre from Brazil. And he writes in, Dear teacher, I'm studying how to speak about the future, but I'm confused. When do I use will? When do I use going to? And when do I use the present continuous?
That's a great question, Andre. Now, there are many ways we can talk about the future, and which way we choose to do so really depends on the situation. For example, Juana.
Josh.
What are you going to do after school today?
I will go to the movies, I think.
Ah, you think. So is it a plan or did you just decide that now?
That's something I just decide now.
Very good. So you made the correct choice. You said, I think I will go to the movies. So we use will for intentions or decisions that we made right at the moment of speaking.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
You didn't realize that, eh?
No.
Josh, can you give us one more example of that?
Yeah, absolutely. For example, if you see someone is struggling to understand something, you could say, don't worry, I will help you study for the test. Now, this is we are offering help. It's a spontaneous decision to offer help. We use will with offers. We use it for decisions and for promises. Okay, so for example, a promise would be, I will do it, I swear. The negative, I won't do it. Okay, so the most important thing to remember for will, it's we decided it at the moment of speaking.
Juana said, I will go to the movies, I think.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, because she made the decision at the moment of speaking. If it were a plan, then she would need to say, I'm going to the movies. Juana, let me ask you, what are you eating for dinner today?
I am going to have some salad and chicken.
Going to. So she's got the plan. She's already decided she's going to do it. If she had no idea and she had to think about it and then decided, she would say, I will have salad and chicken.
Wow, that's great. Now I got it.
What about one more example for that?
For example, if someone asks me for help on their homework tonight, I could say, I'm sorry, I can't help you with your homework tonight. I'm going to see a movie with a friend. Now, this lets them know I've had this plan for a while and I can't go because I'm going to see a movie with a friend.
Okay. So that's something that it's kind of going to happen for sure?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Going to. I have a plan. I mean, not necessarily. It might not actually happen, but the plan is there. Okay. So that's the first thing. So those are future intentions. Okay. So let's do a quick review here. We have intentions, which are, it's a plan to do or achieve something. So we can use will or going to. The second way we talk about the future is predictions. So let me ask you this, Juana. Where are you going to be in the year 2020?
Whoa. I will be, hopefully, in a warm country.
So notice the language, though. I will. Okay, so this is for predictions. We use will for predictions that are based on personal judgment, opinion, or intuition. So intuition is a feeling. Juana used her feeling to say, okay, in the year 2020, I will be in a warm country. Okay, now if I asked you, Juana, is it going to snow today? How would you answer that?
Yes, it will.
Yes, it will. Interesting choice. Why did you say will?
Because I'm not sure if it's going to snow or not.
Okay, why
not? It's not my call.
But why didn't you say, yes, it is going to snow?
I don't know. I just made a choice.
Okay, interesting. So we usually use going to make predictions which are based on some present evidence. If you wake up in the morning and you don't look at the sky and you just make a crazy prediction, you say, oh, today it will rain. That's fine. You just made a crazy prediction. Maybe it will rain, maybe it won't. You look out your window and you see dark gray clouds. Then you see the evidence and you can say almost certainly that it is going to rain. Okay, so you have the evidence. Okay,
that makes sense.
So, question. So anything weather related, is there like a better way to to refer to these type of things with going to or will? Or it's like depends on how sure you are about this?
Well, the rules aren't really black and white here. There's a lot of kind of gray area, if you'll pardon the pun. But usually we use will for personal judgment, opinion, or intuition. So for example, when I was watching, the next World Cup. I think Brazil will win the next World Cup. I'm sure you're glad to hear that, Andre. It's my opinion. It's just an opinion. It's not based on any evidence. Now, if I were studying soccer or football, like the rest of the world calls it, and I studied the statistics and I knew who had the best players, then I might say, oh, based on the evidence, I'm telling you, Brazil is going to win.
Now I understand.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. And now our third point is we use going to and the present continuous for future plans. Okay, this is kind of similar to our first point, future intentions, but it's a little bit different here.
Could you give me an example?
So, for example, if I say I'm going to visit Disneyland, did I make this decision a long time ago?
Yes, I guess.
Yes, I made this decision in the past, okay? It's not like I will go to Disneyland. It's not like I made it at the moment of speaking. I said I'm going to Disneyland. It's a decision that I've made, but it's not fully planned. Okay, so for example, I'm going to Disneyland, but maybe I don't know when exactly. But now when we use the present continuous, this is a more developed plan. When we use the present continuous, it's a more developed plan. We're really emphasizing that arrangements have been made. So for example, I'm visiting Disneyland on the 31st. Okay? I am visiting Disneyland on the 31st. The arrangements have been made. But if I say I'm going to Disneyland, it means I made the plan for some time in the future, but I still haven't worked out all the details.
So, Josh, that's all great, but even I'm a little confused. Can you maybe give us a quick summary?
All right, sure. I know it can be a little confusing. So let me break it down. Number one, we use will and going to for future intentions, that those are things you plan to do or achieve.
Life,
so,
boom.
For example, I'll help you with that. That's an offer. Okay, that's will. Alternatively, we use going to express future intentions which have been arranged before the moment of speaking. So will is made at the moment of speaking, going to before the moment of speaking. Number two, will and going to for predictions. Okay, we use will for predictions that are based on personal judgment, opinion, or intuition. No evidence. For example, I'm sure you will have an amazing time in Mexico. It's just an opinion. Alternatively, you can use going to for predictions based on evidence. So, for example, it's obviously going to rain. Look at the clouds. Okay, thirdly, we have going to and the present continuous for future plans. So, first of all, we use going to for future intentions which have been decided but haven't been fully planned. So, for example, I just bought my ticket. Yeah, I'm going to the Netherlands. But if I were to use the present continuous, the arrangements have been fully planned. Guess what? I'm visiting Holland in February.
Wow, that's very helpful, Josh. Thank you very much.
I I have an idea. Why don't we give Juana a quick quiz?
Woo!
You know, I was just going to say, I think we should do that. Yeah, we got three quick questions to kind of test what we have been learning today.
All right.
Are you ready, Juana?
Yes, I am.
I'm going to give you the root of a question, and I want you to make the question using the appropriate grammatical form.
Let me try.
All right. What time you go to the cinema? Please put that in the correct grammatical form. What time you go to the cinema?
At what time are you going to the cinema?
All right. Do we need the word at?
I don't know. You tell me.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Try without the word at. See how it sounds.
What time are you going to the cinema?
How does that sound?
I think it sounds better.
Yes, there you go.
Right.
Okay. To say at what time, it's not wrong. It's kind of really formal, though. Mm-hmm. At what time are you going to the cinema? Very British. Yes.
Mm.
So you can just say, what time are you going to the cinema? Going to, because we have a plan.
Yes.
All right. All right. Very good. Okay. Number two, is the following sentence grammatically correct or incorrect?
Go ahead.
I visiting Sao Paulo in April.
I think it's incorrect.
Okay. Why do you think it's incorrect?
Because I think the right way to say that is I will be visiting Sao Paulo in March.
Ah, so you're using I will be, the future continuous. I will be visiting Sao Paulo in April. Okay, what about if I want to use present continuous, because we're focusing today on present continuous.
So I will have to say I am visiting Sao Paulo, and then I think I have to say like the exact time, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So it will be I am visiting Sao Paulo in February 20th, for example.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly. So we're missing the verb to be. You caught that. I said I visiting Sao Paulo in April. It's very important. We need I am.
I am visiting Sao Paulo in April.
Okay. All right, very good. You're 2 for 2. And for the third question, the final question, I'm going to read you a sentence, but it's not constructed in the best way possible. So I want you to see if you can fix the sentence to make it more appropriate.
Right.
Here we go. I have everything planned. I'm going to Niagara Falls by car next Friday.
Well, it seems like you have all the arrangements have been made. So I will think maybe present continuous.
All right. So how would you change it? That's correct. Present continuous. We use that when all the arrangements have been made and we want to emphasize that. So how would you change that sentence?
Okay. Let me try. I have everything planned. I am driving to Niagara Falls next Friday.
Perfect.
Yay.
Exactly. I'm driving to Niagara Falls next Friday. We can cut out that I'm going to Niagara Falls by car and just use the present continuous to emphasize the plans have been arranged. Good job, Juana.
Wow, this has been very helpful.
That was great. That was 3 for 3, right?
3 for 3.
Woo!
Amazing.
You passed with flying colors. That means very, very good marks.
Well, thanks you two for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And don't forget out there, if you have a question for the teacher, just write into radio@ilac.com.